Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Amberland. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and I am registered and ready for kickoff 2023 live in Arlington, Texas. If you haven't yet registered, please get on your power zone and get registered as soon as you possibly can. The tickets are only $25. You want to make sure you're registered for this event so you can start your new year off with a bang. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with today's call. The featured speaker for tonight, he's no stranger in Ambit Energy. This gentleman is the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. He is a member of Ambit's Ambassador Club, and this is a gentleman who has made over $40 million in Ambit by helping hundreds of thousands of people build a successful sales and marketing organization, you know, throughout Ambit Energy, throughout all of our markets. So without further ado, help me welcome my good friend, founding national consultant, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, can you hear me?
I can. I appreciate those kind words. I want to again welcome everybody to tonight's Sunday night business builder call. We different speakers from week to week, but a lot of good information disseminated, and encourage everybody to not only get on yourself each and every week that you can, but also encourage your organization to get on the call as well. I'm from Austin, Texas, as most of you know, and I too am registered for kickoff. Look forward to seeing a lot of you guys there. Just wanted to mention one other thing. No guarantees. I don't know this to be a fact, but typically at Ambition and what used to be called Simulcast, now Kickoff this year, there's attendee-only bonuses. And what that means is that if you attend the event, what happens is that you get some bonuses that are not afforded to the attendees that do not attend the event. So for a $25 cost of admission, I wouldn't take the risk of losing attendee only promotion if that occurs. And again, no promises, but if you go on track record, the history repeats itself. It probably will. I would really encourage you. And the key is not just for you to be there, but to have everybody in your organization there. You know, I remember at the very first Ambition, you know, of course I was going to attend, but it was how many people could I get to attend out of my group. And I can remember that Ray Monty was unable to attend. He had a prior commitment. He got involved in October 7th, and the event was October 20-something, but he sent six people there, and one of which was Norbert Hennessy, and Norbert came with some great folks in the New York area, and the next year there were a couple hundred people, and the year after that, several hundred people, and then it turned into thousands. And so, you know, working towards impending events is very, very important, so I encourage everybody to participate in kickoff. And again, don't be shy. Come introduce yourself, because I will be there. I had a call last week, and I don't want to do a redo of last week's call, but I do want to do a recap, because there'll be some people on this week's call that weren't on last week's call, and this week's call kind of ties into last week's call. And then for those of you that were, it'll maybe jog your memory a little bit, kind of put you on the same track that I'll be tracking on. If you were not on last week's call and you want to listen to the recording, you can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday Night Business Builder Call. I did not check to make sure it was posted, but it typically is, so I'm assuming it's posted, and we weren't remiss in not doing that this week, which every once in a while we are, so I don't handle that, but it should be there. Anyway, what we talked about last week in review is that we talked about, you know, this time of year people making New Year's resolutions, and those resolutions are, you know, usually centered around different areas, and I ask everybody to focus on the macro, the big areas, you know. So, you know, if you've got debt, or you know got something around your finances, then that goes in finances. You know, not worried about identifying specifics within that. So you start off by doing that. You know, relationships, health. You know, you take the big things, and then you drill down from there. And say, okay, health. You know, I want to quit smoking. I want to lose weight, and I want to increase my exercise. So within the group of health, you're going to recognize, you know, three or four things that you set goals for. And what I find is people set goals, and if you go back to January of 22, you had some New Year's resolutions, you set some goals, whatever they may be, health-related, financial-related, relationship-related, so typically the three big areas, but they were what they were. And then I want you to think back, did you accomplish those goals? Did any of that come to fruition for you? Did you lose the weight? Did you get out of debt? Did you, you know, maybe had goals within your Ambit Energy business? Did it double? Did it, you know, what happened to those goals? And like most Americans, if you're honest with yourself, what you'll find is that you didn't hit those goals. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But what happens is life gets in the way. You set goals. You're all excited. You're going to lose the weight. You're going to do whatever that goal is. And then life gets in the way, and all of a sudden something else happens, and this happens and that happens. And maybe you focus on losing weight for a month or so, and then all of a sudden you fall back in your old eating habits. You quit the exercise. You know, huge explosion in gym memberships the first of the year and gyms all over the country. And by February or March, they're empty. You know, I mean, you can't get in one, can't get on a treadmill in January, but February, March, you know, no problem whatsoever. Why is that? It's because people don't stay focused and they don't have accountability partners. So what I encouraged everybody last week to do is identify those big areas. And then within those big areas, drill down on your top three objectives or goals or what you want to set out for yourself. And rather than trying to focus on, you know, three goals on health, three goals on finances, and three goals on relationships that need to be repaired, or three goals on your vocation or whatever, pick one or two out of all of that, you know, and spend 70 or 80% of your time. What is your number one goal? You know, for me, it's, you know, lose some weight, you know, and get in better physical shape. So if I spend 90% of my time focused on that, not that the other goals aren't important and not that I'm not going to get to them, what will happen is that once I start making really strides to achieve that goal and I get to that goal, I've actually achieved something. So I haven't been so distracted by, you know, this little tangent or that little tangent or what, you know, whatever all the distractions are. Stay focused on the goal that is most important to me. And so then your second and third goals, you know, maybe you're going to put 10% of your time and effort into those goals. And then as you start to achieve that number one goal, then switch some time. Say, okay, well, I'm going to spend 60% of my time on the number one goal, and then I'm going to take the other 40% and go 20% each way on those two goals. The other thing I suggested last week for everybody was don't make annual goals. You know, 12 months, a long time. A lot can happen. You can lose your job. You can get to, you know, sideways with the relationship. You can, you know, have financial setbacks. You know, you know, a lot of things can happen in a 12-month period of time. So set your goals and reevaluate every month. So on the first of the month or the fifth of the month, the day's not important. The first is easy to remember, obviously. But on the first of the month, sit down and say, okay, I had a goal this month. I have a goal to lose 40 pounds. And the goal this month in January was to lose 6. And so February 1st, you're going to sit down with yourself and say, okay, I lost 7. Good, I accomplished the goal. Now, in the month of February, my goal is to lose 7 pounds. And so March 1st, you're going to sit down. You're going to see how you did and accomplish your goal. Same thing with your second and third goals that are your minor goals. And what you'll find is that in order for you to achieve those goals, or the best thing you can do to help you achieve those goals is get accountability partners. I talked about this last week as well. And not necessarily one accountability partner. Now, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your kids, so you've got somebody that's close to you at home. But, you know, maybe you got somebody at work or somebody at church or somebody, you know, or a relative that's not living in the house, and you have accountability calls once a week, twice a week, once a day. You know, you're going to set all those parameters. I'm not looking to dictate to run your life and tell you how to do this, but I can tell you that accountability is important, because when you're sitting there looking at that cookie and knowing, hey, I've got to call Aunt Josie tomorrow and go over what I ate. I don't want to have to tell her I ate that cookie. That'll stop you, whereas if you don't have any accountability, oh, no one will know. Let me just scarf down that cookie. I just can't resist it. You know, yes, you can resist it, and accountability will do exactly that. It'll keep you accountable and keep you in line. So that's quickly a review of last week's call. So it's get the major areas, define some goals within those areas, major areas being health, finance, relationships, whatever, vocation, whatever it is, and then what are your goals within that, and then take all those goals and say, okay, this is my number one goal, and focus on that. Have accountability partners, not once a month accountability partners, at least once a week, if not daily. And you can have an accountability partner that's daily and another one that's once a week, depending on their availability and how close you are to them, and so on and so forth. And then reset the goal the next month and the next month and the next month. And that way, when you look up in January of 2024, you've actually accomplished something. You might not have accomplished it all, but I think what you'll find is if you follow that methodology, you will have accomplished more from January of 23 to 24 than you did from January of 22 to 23. And if you go back historically, if you really want to be honest with yourself, go back and look at, you know, 2021, 2022. Go back 3 or 4 or 5 years and think about what your goals were. And what you're going to find, if you're honest and you're like most people, and I hope that I'm wrong, is you will not have made much progress over the 3 to 5 year period of time. So, you know, the old adage, keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So you need to do something different, and that's what last week's call was about. Now I want to talk to you and put some definition around how an easier way to accomplish goals is. Let's say that you had a goal to move 100 pounds, so there was 101-pound weight, okay? And you had to move them from point A to point B. Would it be easier to move them all yourself, or would it be easier to find 100 people and everybody grabbing a weight and everybody move them together? You know, John Paul Getty said it best, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of myself. And that, in essence, is network marketing. You know, I started the call encouraging everybody, not worrying about getting yourself to kick off, but getting other people to kick off, you know, getting an organization. Hey, I don't care if it's 1 or 2 or 5 or 6 or some small number. The goal is get other people to kick off and then work on increasing that for ambition, and then work on increasing the ambition number for kickoff the next year. Work on increasing the number, and corporate comes to town and, you know, hey, I had one guest, you know. You don't have to set some big number. Next time corporate's coming to town and you can attend, you don't have to say, okay, I'm going to have 15 next time. I mean, you can do that, but how about 2 guests? How about 3 guests? How about just steady, small steps, you know? If it is to be, it's up to me. So you have to take it on upon yourself. You have to look in the mirror and say, hey, you know, I've done what I've done, but I'd rather have the efforts of 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people. You see, when I became the number one income earner, it wasn't because I went and signed up a whole bunch of customers. You know, I signed up enough to get paid through all the levels of the marketing plan. But what I got paid on was building a network of customer gatherers. So you get paid a nickel per customer per month. You need 20 customers to maximize the marketing plan. That's $1. Okay, so we can all agree that's not where you make your money. You make your money by building an organization of customer gatherers, helping them each gather a handful of customers, knowing that a lot of them won't gather any customers. You're not responsible for their success. They're responsible for their success. And don't get hung up on feeling like you've got to do everything for everybody. This is about duplication, teaching, and getting other people to do the same thing you did. And if they don't have the want, the desire, and the drive to do so, it's go do something else. You know, go get somebody else. You know, I used to do an analogy on stage, and you know, if you can visualize this in your mind, Macy's Day Parade, and they've got those huge balloons that, you know, are tethered to people in the street, and they're walking along and everything. imagine that your new consultant is one of those huge balloons, okay? And they're all excited about the business, and they're all pumped up, and they're just floating on air because they know ambient energy is going to be the thing that's going to set them free financially. And then somebody, their Uncle Bob, who they think is going to be the greatest consultant and just kill it because he knows so many people, says not no, but heck no, and that's a pyramid scheme, and you're going to jail. Well, it's like taking a big old knife and sticking it inside of that balloon, and it just lets all the air out, and your new consultant's in a hump with just totally deflated. And so what do? You go over, you get a pump, you put a patch on the hole, and you pump, 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 and you're exhausted from trying to pump that person back up. And so they never get back to where they were, but maybe, you know, maybe they're three quarters full with air, you know, and then they're going to go get their first customer, and their mom won't be their first customer. Out of air again, they're another, you know, hump of deflation sitting there. So what do? You go try to pump them up again, you know. And what I'm saying is the right methodologies you want to support, you want to encourage, you want to help, okay? But if somebody don't want to help themselves, if they can't overcome the disappointment of their mom saying no to being their customer, or your Uncle Bob, who you think is going to be the greatest consultant that's, you know, ever joined Ambit Energy, being your consultant, then you go on and you find somebody else. It's not your job to exhaust yourself by pumping people up. So again, as John Paul Getty said, and the moral to the story and what I want to leave you with tonight is, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of myself. So when you're carrying the cross, when you're carrying the burden, when you feel like it's not working the way it's supposed to be working, then what you have to do is just go find somebody else. Go find somebody else that will get involved in your business and go help them get started in the business. And you might have to talk to 15 or 20 people. You know, everybody has different closing ratios. You know, some people talk to one person, boom, they've got a new consultant. You know, they get 1 in 3 or 1 in 4, you know, because they've got a lot of credibility or whatever it may be. And then other people might have to talk to 20 or 25 or 50 people to get one person in their business. So again, I want to encourage everybody, you know, take advantage if it's offered, and I'm not saying it is going to be, but if there's an attendee-only offer for kickoff, take advantage of it. Attend. Be there. Make it happen. And bring some people with you, okay? And those people are the first person, the second person, the third person. And work over the next year to get 100 people in the organization, everybody carrying 1 pound, and that burden of trying to carry 100 pounds on your back is going to be alleviated very, very quickly. You know, as soon as you start to get involved and get some promotions in the organization, which in turn helps you get promoted, and in turn not only makes them money, and you know, but makes you some money in the process, we get paid an awful lot of money to help people get started in this business. You know, I've been paid, you know, an incredible sum of money, and it was just about people helping people. If you want to double your success rate in this business, double your failure rate. You know, double your failure rate. Every time somebody says no, get excited about it, because that means the next person has a higher probability that they're going to say yes. Don't know what your numbers are. Doesn't matter what your numbers are. You got to talk to 50 people to get one person. Talk to 50 as quickly as possible and go out there and build an army of 100 people. You know, if you're new to the business and you're just getting started, go build an army of 100 people. Now, are you going to build 10 people in your first month? No, you're not. You know, you're not going to build 8 people, which comes out at 12 months to 96 people. That's not going to happen. But what if you get one, and then the next month they get one, and you get another one, and then the next month they get a few. The majority of those people are going to come in towards the end of the year. And of course, you're not limited to 100 people. You can bring as many as you want. It's unlimited opportunity. So I want to encourage everybody, don't give up on your dream. Ambit Energy is part of your goals. Set goals within Ambit Energy. But whatever your number one goal in life is, you know, spend the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days until you get it momentum behind that goal, 90% of your focus on that goal. And then start to back off a little bit, still got to keep pushing, okay, because you're not 100% there, and start working on goal two, goal three, goal four. Hey, I want to let everybody know that next week, you know, the special guest speakers will be none other than David Nunes, who is just killing the business in South Texas, introduced me tonight, and he's going to put some wisdom on you. Of what he's been doing and how he's been doing it. And so I want to encourage everybody to get on the call next week with David Nunes. And with that, David, if you'd open it up and let everybody say good night, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, Brian. Thank you so much. All right, team, you all heard it here from one of Ambit Energy's best. Friendly reminder, get registered for kickoff 2023, and we will hear you on this call next Sunday at 9 p.m. So God bless you. You all have a great night.